This first Sunday of Advent begins early on in that remarkable book of the Old Testament, Isaiah. Isaiah is filled with references to the coming Messiah. It is said that there are dozens, or perhaps even more, direct, explicit references fulfilled perfectly by Jesus Christ centuries later. At any rate, the theme, the tone of today's reading are readiness. Be awake, be alert. An early hymn from the church starts out, "Sleepers, awake." Sin is heavily associated with slothfulness, with forgetfulness, with distraction, with a lack of proper priorities and efforts. Jesus says that when his return happens, people will just continue with business as normal. They will not look for the signs of the times. They will not be ready. As in the days of Noah, they will ridicule those who anticipate something different coming. It will be business as usual, the same routines, the same lackadaisical way of going around in an unexamined life. Jesus urges us, be awake. Do not know the hour. If you are master of your house, if you are master of your soul, if you have disciplined yourself, you will have established a pattern of wakefulness. Each moment you will say, in this matter before me, in this relationship, in this person, in this challenge, in this triumph, how may I best follow and be prepared for the one who I call Lord and Master? There is a universal call to all creatures to follow the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Some have been gifted with more explicit calls. Some are complacent despite this, and some are ignorant. We can't use that as an excuse. For those of us who have been blessed must not hold those blessings to ourselves. If we cultivate within ourselves a spirit of a watchfulness, a spirit of anticipation, a spirit which defies and ameliorates the trials and tribulations of daily life, put in perspective the Lordship and the coming of Jesus Christ, a coming which we all experience either in our individual deaths or, perhaps for some of us, when the Lord Jesus comes again for all, manifest, there'll be no doubt about it. But for now, let's begin these 4 weeks of preparation, heightening our expectation, whetting our appetites, so to speak, humbling those attitudes and distractions that keep us from doing so. Advent, the Little Lent, as the Eastern Brothers call it, is a time of preparation for the salvation of the world. All people will be called to that table. We see in Isaiah the beginnings of that realization, that the salvation which God has shared with his people Israel is not to be confined to them, but rather all nations will come to the table of the Lord. And we see that carried out today. Look about you at any large Catholic church. In so many parts of the world, men and women of every creed, I shouldn't say creed, nation, race, culture, all of them together, worshiping God. It is a direct fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, whose culmination will come when Jesus returns to be all in all, his universal lordship evident and undeniable to everyone. Let us begin our time of preparation here and now. Amen.